Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Mr. Mikhail's Manor of Mischief, Magic, and Mystery, the podcast where we talk about music, the occult, and just day-to-day life. I am your host, Andrew Mikhail, and welcome to the 6M Podcast. And we're back. Thank you all for tuning in to episode 34 of Mr. Mikhail's Manor of Mischief, Magic, and Mystery, aka the 6M Podcast. It's been a while. I think it's been a little brief break since our last episode, but we are back in full attack. And as planned, today I am joined with none other than the world's greatest, the world's infamous, highly, highly sought after, the Lizard.
I thought you were going to say the world's greatest moron or something. I'm here. I got a front shirt pocket full of chocolate covered almonds and I'm ready. You didn't know about those.
And you didn't bring any for me.
You can have nice one. Like, a shirt pocket is full.
Oh.
I even, like, eat one every morning when I wake up.
That's breaking news.
You didn't know about that either. You also don't know about my shirt pocket full of almonds that I was going to sneak throughout this podcast.
Well, I'm sure I'll hear you munching like a little squirrel.
No, I like squirrels. Squirrels are cool.
I know. That's your new thing.
I hear them. They eat nuts. We have really tall trees, mm-hmm. and our house is relatively tall, and I feel like you can hear them really well up there, and I know the sound of them eating those. Oh, and we have an acorn tree, so I know the sound of them eating those fucking acorns. Like, it sounds like grinding. I know it because it's annoying, and I got the binoculars, and I found out what the fuck they were doing. They're eating acorns.
You mean my tactical binoculars?
Oh, no, they're not eating acorns. They're eating walnuts, yeah. Your tactical binoculars, yeah.
But how do you know they're eating walnut? Do we have a walnut tree or an acorn tree?
Walnut.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, for those of you just tuning in for the first time, this is the quarantine special that we've been doing ever since, I guess, when quarantine started, which was in March. So this is part, what is it? 13?
Wow. 13.
Ooh, 13.
You know.
Unlucky number.
What are we going to call it when coronavirus disappears and soon?
Hopefully just a regular segment.
Am I going to get kicked out?
Canceled.
Yeah.
I don't know. It all depends on what the listeners want. I think they enjoy these Lizard and the Wizards.
They enjoy me talking about squirrels eating nuts.
Yeah. But
while I eat nuts.
Honestly, I don't know whether or not just to like make the Lizard and the Wizard like an actual thing, like an only thing where it's just only the Lizard and the Wizard.
On OnlyFans, are we going to film ourselves?
Yeah, more than we already have. But, I don't know. I see people that like start podcasts and then they have like, let's say, perfect example, like, you know,
a spinoff.
Yeah. And then they do like their own other thing. But that's a lot of upkeep for a podcast. And
yeah, I don't know anything about that.
I'm first and foremost a musician. So I really would rather concentrate on that first and foremost. But, you know, with quarantine and corona and all that stuff, who knows what's first and foremost anymore.
I'm going to get the axe, aren't I?
What?
What? You're going to fire me.
No, you're going to be canceled.
Yeah. No, fuck you. I can't be canceled. Only people who allow themselves to be canceled can be canceled. What?
Anyways.
I didn't say that.
So it's been, I don't know, I'm sure people who are like listening to these episodes in like 2022, if the world is still intact, probably don't notice that there's a little bit of a hiccup in the schedule.
Schedule.
But Would you like to address that? No? No? You don't want to?
You can.
Well, long story short, we had a death, immediate death in the family, and we needed to, I guess you could say.
Oh my gosh, you don't need a skirt around. My father passed away, and it was terrible. Okay.
Yes.
Jeez.
The same father. The same father. Well, it's still fresh. I don't know.
But if you skirt around it, it makes it more of a thing. My dad passed away. It happened, and that's life and death.
Such is life.
Yeah.
And this is the same person we've spoken about on this podcast numerous times.
So I figured
it would be nice to mention it, considering the fact.
I think the last episode I was talking about how he shit his pants. No, I feel bad, but not. He would have laughed.
Yeah. Well, no more shitting pants. So that's good. I wouldn't want to shit pants ever. So that's always a thing. But we took some time off to obviously handle all, what's it called?
All of the things that come along with someone passing away. It's a lot of stuff. I didn't know how much stuff you have to plan and do, and especially he was buried out of state, so that's a whole thing. It was a lot.
And it's actually one of the first, I guess, American, or just like the way white people do it.
Oh, didn't you say like most white people funerals we've been to have just been like people who are cremated?
Most of the time, yeah.
Yeah,
but I've never been involved with like the inner workings of one. So I guess seeing or experiencing like, you know, something like planning a visitation, or, you know, having him being buried out of state is something I've never seen before. I think they should teach that in social studies or home ec. What do you think?
Oh my God. I don't know.
Who the hell really knows what to do if someone dies?
I think you... Yeah, I don't...
You know what I mean? Like, there's no lesson. There's just internet articles, right?
I don't... Honestly, my sister sort of did all the initial shit and got it rolling. So, thankfully, she did that because I don't know.
Yeah.
But
it was a nice service, right?
Duh.
We had some time to reflect.
Yeah, it was good. And he's buried in Indiana now, and we got to spend the day in sort of like rural, very beautiful Indiana, which was nice.
Yes.
You liked it there.
Yeah, and we even talked about it a little bit, did we not?
We did.
Yeah.
Very peaceful there and different pace of life, I suppose. I have a lot of family that lives there, so
in rural
Indiana. Like you don't get cell service.
Yeah,
so that's weird.
Which, to be honest with you, like, you know, I've been all over the country, but I never really, I guess,
you probably never stopped in like a place like
that. Like, I've never ventured into, like, let me backtrack a little bit. Like, sometimes people would, you know, after a show, be like, you guys can crash at my place. I live here. And then sometimes it's like one of those where it's in like the middle of seemingly nowhere. But yeah, it's nighttime. So basically, we're not even looking around. We're just trying to get to where we got to go. And then we're like, all right, let's crash, shower, hang out. And then in the morning, it's like, all right, how do we get to the highway? Let's go. And then, so I really, with the exception of some instances, I've never really like had time to sit and be like, let me experience what this is like. Because, you know, the house we went to, or the property we went to,
was my cousin's property,
which, like you said, was in rural Indiana. So, and it's what, becoming fall, so you start to see the leaves change, and he lives next to a pond or a lake or some sort. And
I think it's considered a lake, huh?
Yeah. And, you know, it's very peaceful. There was fucking, what was it, bald eagles?
Yeah.
Bald eagles flying all around.
It's some remote shit, honestly.
Yeah. And honestly, it came at the time when you and I, or I guess mainly me, was looking online for some properties or land.
Oh, yeah.
We
were talking about that.
Other states, more quiet states, just to have, and I guess
to have a piece of property that's like rural like that we could build, you know, a tiny
studio house on
someday. Yeah, or like where you could go, right? Like a little tiny house. I don't know, like my cousin lives there, but their like main house had like a big tree fall on it, so that's under construction. So they're living in like this tiny cabin that they built, and it's like one room, kitchen, bedroom, whatever, sort of like living in like a loft apartment size, and it's awesome. Like, what else do you fucking need?
I mean, just looking at the little, I guess you would call like a cabin that they were living in, I mean, that would probably just be enough.
It's awesome. And I mean, I've lived in apartments that size in Chicago with another person with no fucking walls, and that was fine. And he built like a stone, like, you know, sort of a pizza oven thing sort of out there with like a fireplace and whatever. It's like, what else do you fucking need? I don't know.
Not to mention, you could shoot guns over there.
I did shoot guns then on the day of my dad's funeral.
Not only did you shoot guns, but
my mom and my sister did too. And they had, neither of them had ever shot a gun before I have, but they had not, and they took it to it well. I've never, my mom's fucking, 70, and she shot multiple guns with no issue.
Yeah.
And my dad always wanted her to, so my cousin was like, well, we'll do it in his honor.
Yeah.
He would have liked to see her do that, so.
And your mom was like ready to go. She was like looking at that shotgun.
I was
like,
surprised.
She's like, are we done?
I was waiting for him to pull out like a fucking AR, and she, brrr, there goes the bald eagle. Fuck.
Yeah. I wonder, like, well, your mom didn't even wear ear protection for most of those guns, which is.
No, and I'm shocked she didn't have a reaction to that. I mean, they let her shoot smaller shit, and then he put fucking buckshot in mine, which he didn't tell me, and then handed it to me, so I was deaf. Mm-hmm. But that's okay. It's happened before.
I was expecting your mom to fly back.
I know she didn't. I was impressed.
Yeah.
Some people are just naturals.
Hey, I mean, it is what it is.
Oh, my God. Well, they shot guns at his service, too, because he was in the army.
Yeah, that was something, again, that I've never seen, mm-hmm. Considering that he was a veteran.
Yeah, the soldiers came. I guess they just fucking show up when someone... It was cool. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was cool.
They shot a couple... Was it two shots? Or
no, like, I think five or six. Because they gave my mom the casings in, like, this little, like, pouch. They like presented, they like kneeled down and presented it to her after they shot him. It was like wild.
Yeah.
I've never seen that either. So,
Yeah, I don't know. And then, yeah, like being out there, and I'm trying to, for those of you listening that are like, let's liven it up. I'm just trying to think about all the emotions that went through my head. I mean, I'm sure you could talk about yours, but...
No, thank you.
Yeah. You know, one of the things while I was out there that I told the lizard, you know, I told her that, you know, being out in that rural country kind of made me feel like, in a way, I missed out on that sort of lifestyle or upbringing or whatever, because...
Yeah.
You know, not to get political or anything like that, but, you know, what is it? Indiana's a red state.
Yeah. So,
you know, being that Illinois is a blue state and very condensed, at least up north by us. You know, you kind of grow up, I guess, understanding different things and looking at life a lot differently than, let's say, some of the people in that rural Indiana, you know, red state, whatever, open, you know, open land, small community. And, you know, being that I'm one of the firstborn in my family in the States, you know, a lot of my family, they have their strengths and weaknesses, as most people do, obviously. But, you know, mine are more focused on other trades or traits where, you know, someone like from, you know, Montana or something, you know, they could build a stove oven, they could build a cabin, they could do that. And it just kind of made me feel like being firstborn in the country, I feel like it would be my responsibility to get the best of both worlds, just in case, you know, there's future generations, whether it be my own or, you know, my family members, and try and like bring that into ours, because
if you have sort of like a, you can paint, you know, what you want at this point, because you are first of the, your generation here. Yeah. Like you can start what you want to, you know?
Yeah. And it's no secret that, you know, you could consider me the black sheep of my family, because I really have done pretty much all of the non-traditional things that you could think of with my life. But, you know, I'm more, I guess you could say, crafty with ideas or music or...
Well, sometimes the black sheep is the black sheep for a reason, and it's to change things up.
Yeah, to change things up or...
Different perspective.
Yeah.
Add things like that. You know, not continue on with whatever, you know, the norm is.
Yeah. And, you know, even my grandma, and after spending some time with my grandparents, because, you know, we're having some issues on that front as well. So we're just trying to spend as much time as we can together. And, you know, even spending time with my grandma, who is very traditional, and even my grandfather, obviously, because they came from, you know, the mother country. You know, she enjoys spending time with me mainly because, well, not mainly, but one of the things she told me the last time I saw her was, you know, she enjoys hearing those out of the box thoughts.
Right.
I guess you could call them.
Mm-hmm.
Which is refreshing for someone like that, I guess. But, you know, I just want, I kind of want it all. You know what I mean?
You can always have it all. I mean, I think you and I have, you know, differing perspectives. And I think, like, you know, I put you in positions like that where you, like, see a different, like, side of life and things you might want to incorporate. Not everything, but, like, you know, like we talked about it afterwards, you know, we need to, like, you know, maybe over the next, like, year, like, just, like, really think about stuff that is important to us and, like, the shit that isn't as well. Like,
yeah,
you know, some, like, materialistic stuff, you know, like, I don't know, things like that.
Well, you know, well, maybe the listeners don't know, but, you know, I've told you numerous times, like, you know, I've pretty much lived in a box for most of my life, like a suitcase, so to speak. So, you know, even when selling guitars, like I recently sold some guitars, and you seem more upset about it than I was.
I cried. So did my mother. I told her you sold guitars. Guitar instruments are like a human to me. I don't know. You know, I like to collect instruments and like that. You didn't tell me beforehand, and then I started crying.
Am I a guitar trafficker?
I don't know. It's just, I feel like they're like instruments have like a fucking soul, and then like you put your soul into them too, and then I like literally hate to see them go.
Yeah, and that's.
I know that's ridiculous, but that's how I feel.
But that's the thing. Like, you know, even some instrument companies can't fathom the fact that, you know, someone would want to sell a guitar or something like that. It's just, when you're living out of a suitcase, you really, you're not tied down to much.
No, I get it. And I think some of that comes from, like, you know, violins, like violins that I play, like, they weren't mass produced. So it's just like one, you know, they were made hundreds of years ago. And so I think, you know, guitars today, like that you play, are mass produced. They're not as like each one's specifically different, whatever. So I think I have attachments in that way. I probably shouldn't apply that to guitars, but I still do.
Well, I mean, in its, in the right setting, you know, some guitars are very special and should be, you know, held into that high of a regard. But yeah, you're right. The ones I was playing were definitely like, you know.
Yeah.
But speaking of rare guitars, today, October 6th,
is it?
Yeah. Eddie Van Halen died from cancer, throat cancer.
Too many dyings. You texted me when I was at the store that I was like, too much death. Bye.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wasn't like crying or anything, but no. I was pretty shook about it because, you know, that growing up, you know, like some of my family members that found out that, you know, I was playing guitar, I wanted to play guitar, you know, they used to tell me like, oh, well, you don't need lessons because, you know, Eddie Van Halen, he's self-taught and he doesn't know anything about music. And you shouldn't, you know, blah, 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 blah. Which I then found out later on that he was a, like, master pianist or something.
Oh.
And he just took all of that knowledge and self-taught himself guitar with that
piano knowledge. Well, yeah, once you know piano, you can learn a ton of instruments.
Yeah. But, you know, side note, like, that's why he was so creative on the guitar, I think, because...
I'm sure.
Yeah, and but either way, like growing up, like I always, for some reason, I always held on to that fact, even though it was probably said to me just like nonchalant and in passing. I always held on to that.
Well, I just didn't want to pay for lessons.
Well, no shit, but you
which
know,
is fine.
You know, that's something small, and it could have been a lie for all I knew. Until the internet came around.
Well, at least it motivated you, which is nice.
Yeah, because I used to beat my... I mean, I still beat myself up. But when I was younger, you know, I would see all the guitar players, especially even in my age range, be way better. But the thing is, they always had lessons, you know, and I was always holding on to this, like, well, Eddie Van Halen had lessons.
So. Well, I think that's cool that your parents told you that because, you know, if they couldn't afford lessons, which they probably couldn't because your parents were super young, like, that's cool that they at least could give you that to, like, hold on to as, like, your inspiration and whatever. Like, oh, I think that's cool.
That wasn't my parents.
Oh.
It was other people in my family.
Oh, well, I mean, still, family, whatever.
But my parents...
Same thing.
For the... My main understanding, they just wanted me to play it as a hobby. And then when I wanted to be serious about it, they were like,
Well, most people don't get their kid an instrument being like, you're going to do this for the rest of your life. Like, yeah. That, I don't think that really normally happens.
Yeah. But, you know, speaking of crack.
I'm eating an almond. How did you know? God, I'm trying to sneak it.
It is. Like, once you get the itch, like, you really can't stop. Like, honestly, especially as of late with everything that's happening right now and all the things, political, environmental, societal, mentally, whatever, you know, I've been battling myself, like, trying to just figure out, like, where the hell am I, what's gonna happen to even music right now. And
music transcends all hardship.
Yeah, but there's certain entities and companies that I'm not going to get into that are not stamping on it. They are stomping on music, or even the creation of music and how it gets released and all that stuff as we speak. So, you know, recently I've been even been asking myself, especially after going to that lake or that property, I'm just like, what the hell is going to happen? You know, what am I going to do just in case it, you know, all falls down? Maybe music might go away and we all have to pick up guns.
Might go away?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Never going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's preposterous.
I mean, you saw The Patriot.
You know all of the wars and all of the horrible things that everything in the world has been through since the dawn of time. Music has always existed and persevered. So I reject that notion. Oh. Sorry.
Coronavirus.
If you're the musician, you shouldn't fight me on that.
Coronavirus. Everything shut down.
Oh my God. If you think coronavirus is going to kill music, you're crazy.
No, I think other things are going to kill music. They're going to use coronavirus as a little
Nothing can kill music. Everyone is music. If you can sing, if you can tap on the fucking table, anything, you can fucking make music. Music will never die. Music has never died. Music is
that's
beautiful.
That's the hope.
Oh my goodness.
You know, records are getting pulled left and right. Services are stopping. Venues are shutting down.
Yeah,
because
there's got to be a transition here, because artists weren't getting what they should have gotten, and I think it's going to get better for you.
Well, I never want to be a strictly streaming musician.
I don't think anyone will be. You cannot. No. Damn it. I hate when you fight me on this.
I don't know.
Because you're wrong. Sorry.
I fight you because I try and prepare for such...
Yeah, but that's not something anybody should prepare for, is the loss of music, because that won't ever happen.
Well, I mean, people could make the argument and say, well, we have enough already.
That won't ever happen.
I don't know.
I reject that notion.
But back to the original instrument talk.
Yeah, it would make me sad again.
One of the cool stories about Eddie Van Halen was that when Dimebag Darrell died from Pantera, obviously if you're listening to this podcast, I already would hope that you know who that is. But when he died, and he was a huge fan of Van Halen, especially as a kid, Eddie put one of his original guitar, or one of his originals, in the casket with him.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And
put in with my dad was a Buckeye. I don't even fucking know what that is.
Well, it meant a lot to your dad.
It did. You know? It was a good luck thing. Some Indiana Buckeye shit. I don't fucking know.
It was, even if it meant like nothing, it's something that he had on him all the time and he should travel with it.
I think that's cool, putting a guitar in, though. Like, I mean, like I said, guitars have a soul and they also absorb the soul of the person that plays them. And so I think that's a nice thing.
Well, I also like the fact that, you know, because a lot of these guys, when they pass on or whatever, auctions open up for their, you know, rare instruments and whatever. And I love the notion of Eddie just being like, here's that one. It's going with him.
I think that's nice.
And no one's ever going to fucking fight for it or nothing. Like, it's...
Yeah, because that, like, tarnishes, like, the beauty of that instrument and the connection of the person to that instrument and vice versa. That's why I cried when you sold your guitars, damn it.
Well...
Mind you sold your guitars, like, 4-5 days after my dad passed away, so I was a little volatile. And you hadn't told me beforehand, so.
I was getting ready to get a job.
Jeez, yeah, you're like, I gotta step up. Well, you are the only man in the family now. Well, not my immediate family.
Yeah, I'm not the only
I only have sisters, so.
Well, it is an undertaking, that's for sure.
You're the only man in Illinois, because my sisters don't live in Illinois.
Yeah. And You know, it's something I'm not familiar with.
So you just up and sold your guitars?
No, I sold my guitars because, you know, I'm working on getting some other ones.
You told me they weren't inspiring you, so I...
They weren't.
I get that.
No. You know, I'm sitting here in the throes of album 4, and, you know, I'm at a brick wall because I honestly just can't concentrate on, you know, writing or the importance of, you know, a new Serpents record or a new Serpents song. And it's just, you know, I feel like there's a lot happening that people need to be paying attention to more than, you know, listen to my new song.
No, I get that.
And granted, other people probably don't feel that way, but I just feel, especially with what Serpents like stands for, if we stand for anything, you know, solid, is that, like, you know, I think that people should be listening to the old songs and taking those in for what they are, because they actually talk about a lot of what's happening right now.
They are. And sometimes you need to step out of the way and sort of be quiet and let people maybe take in what's already out there and also what's going on in the world. I don't know.
Well, that's why I do the vlogs now. Well,
yeah,
the track by tracks. For those of you that don't know,
TBTs,
head over to the Serpents YouTube channel at youtube.com/user/WeAreSerpents and subscribe and watch all the videos, because I spend a lot of time fucking making these vlogs for you guys.
Serpies.
Along with these podcasts.
Serpies.
Podcast.
Serpies.
But, you know, enough of the doom and gloom.
Okay, what are we doing? I don't know.
I don't know.
What's been going on? Bats. It's freaking bats.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I love bats.
I don't know. come on, man.
Shut up. Oh, my God. What's going on?
We finished Raised by Wolves.
Oh, my. I was just going to say, what have we been watching? Raised by Wolves was a roller coaster.
You hated it at first.
I hated it at first. Then I loved it. And then last episode, I hated it because that fucking, I can't say it because that would be a spoiler, but let me just say Serpies. And, you know, yeah, there's a little bit of a serpent involved. And guess what you did the other morning to me while I was trying to wake up? You pretended to be it and suck the life out of me. So that was cool. You freaked me out. That was not good.
I know how to push your buttons.
Ugh, I hate... Ugh. I'd rather have a bat than a snake around me. sorry, we watched that. That was a good show, though. I didn't like the ending, and it was creepy as fuck, but it was really good.
I just like the fact that Travis Fimmel basically plays Ragnar in this...
He's show. The same fucking character. Like, it's like at the, near the end, like, do you getting your medicine right there? Like, it's the same fucking thing as Vikings.
Yeah, but, I don't know what's going to happen if there, I mean, I hope there's a next season. I don't know. Because it's Ridley Scott, so I maybe it's a one season thing. I don't know.
They could only go certain. Campion. The people that played the AIs, what are they called?
Androids.
The people that play the androids, like, that was, they did really good, and it was fucking weird. Yeah. But I hated the father.
Shout out to their,
I have a
whoever,
joke for you.
Shout out to whoever their trainers are. I want to look like that.
Oh, Jesus.
Except for father's got a little donk on him.
What's a donk?
You got a little trunk on them, you know? You got a little booty.
I don't know. I didn't really look at them because they just freaked me out in general. So, Campion.
Well, you're not telling the listeners what I do sometimes around the house. Well.
When you show your butt?
No.
Oh, shit. What do you do?
I do the necromancer thing.
Oh, yeah, we both kind of do, but do they don't know what that is. It's like a fucking pterodactyl.
Yeah, so basically I put myself like a crucifix.
Mother.
And I pretend to float around the house shrieking, and the dogs hate it.
Mother's here to protect you, Campion. That's pretty good. No? Fuck. Whatever. Okay. I can't. You're the impression master. I suck.
Praise be to Saul.
Soul.
Saul is
suck
the
my nuts.
Shit out of luck. That's what it means. Saul. Well,
what else have we watched?
What if that's what it actually stood for?
What?
Like when they wrote it, they were like,
what was it? What
did Saul, shit out of luck.
Maybe. I just like when, well, I feel like talking about it, but when they started sticking their hands in that stone
no.
to see if it would light on fire, and the fucking stone they were sticking their hands in looked like a straight asshole.
A fiery like, one.
It looked like an asshole.
Maybe that's symbolic.
Like sort of like a petrified asshole.
Maybe it was symbolic for fisting.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, that's against religion. So I don't know, like Ridley Scott and the Alien and Prometheus. And,
we have to watch Prometheus.
Well, I've seen it. You haven't.
Yeah, I never admitted to you I haven't because I don't want to watch it, but I will.
Oh, you mean when we were standing on the cliff of that waterfall
yeah,
in Iceland?
Yeah, I didn't want to admit to you at that point when you're talking about it and you're all jazz. I didn't want to be like, I've never seen it because it was like a beautiful moment, okay?
I would have thrown you over it.
You could have, and that would have been really fucked up. We also watched The Patriot. God damn, that is a fucking 3-hour long whirlwind. Whew.
And
I have nothing else to say. I mean, like I've been putting off watching it. You've been trying to get me to watch it. I've seen it years ago, like probably just like when it came out. I don't know. I guess I was a kid, sort of
trying to get you ready.
Well, I mean, I only could watch it on a day I felt super patriotic, and we watched it and I was like fucking cheering for them and shit. But I mean, it's such a sad.
Well, you know what I was telling you while we were watching it, I was like, well, you know, look at the sacrifices. I mean, granted, this was a movie, but it's based off of, like, reality. It's just like, look at the sacrifices people made.
I mean, yeah.
And it's, we really shouldn't turn our back or make it all in vain, is basically what I was saying.
I mean, you're exactly right. And
We've had it easy. We've had it easy for quite a long time. Easy is subjective. Yes.
Easy / complacent about
comfy.
Shit. Yeah, comfy.
And you know, if
Patriots unite.
If
sorry, remember that Jeep.
Yeah. If time calls upon us, do I think that we would rise to the occasion? I don't know. I know I would.
Yeah. Can we talk about all the Pence billboards in Indiana? Pence. I don't know when we started saying Pence instead of Pence, but like I can't even look at a picture or video of him now without in my mind going Pence. It's so annoying.
Speaking of, I think Pete's
debates tomorrow.
Well, if you're listening to this, tonight.
Is it tonight?
This gets released.
I mean, I did talk to Rudy Giuliani yesterday.
7th.
What?
Yeah. This gets released October 7th, 2020. So.
2020.
Who knows?
We also watched, much to your chagrin, Little Women, the 1990s version with Winona Ryder, Susan Sarandon, Kirsten Dunst. The only version of Little Women worth watching. The one that came out in 2019-20 is pure shit. But we watched that.
I'll agree to that.
What?
I'll agree to that.
What?
That, I mean, I didn't see it.
You didn't even see the new one.
But I saw the synopsis and read about the changes that they made to
the
new one.
Oh my god, they tried to make it like just like pure feminist and it was bullshit. Like
yeah,
they laid down, they made the men so weak in the new one that it was like watching fucking like You shouldn't have me talk about this.
You brought it up.
Well, because I wanted to talk about the 1994 version or whatever it was with Winona Ryder, the best version ever.
And Claire Danes.
I am Winona and Joe March, and you are Dr. Bear, the professor. And it's so, I love that movie, whatever. I've loved that movie since I was a child, and I finally got you to watch it.
Well, that's why you wanted to watch it, right?
Yeah, the only reason I think you agreed to watch it with me finally is because that's the only thing that would like comfort me, like literally the day that my dad died, because I was like, I can't function right now, but I don't want to sit and like be with my thoughts. And I was like, the only thing that would make me feel better is watching 1994 Little Women and just not talking.
Yeah, I was starting to sweat a bit when it wasn't working.
What do you mean?
Well, out of all the movies that we've tried to watch, when we were trying to watch it, it kept malfunctioning.
Oh, yeah. We tried to start it that night because I was like, this is the only thing that would make me feel okay right now. And we tried to start it. And like for once, our Apple TV was like malfunctioning, like it wasn't working. It was so weird. We've never had that happen.
Maybe it was a sign.
I don't know, but it made me feel a little bit better. I don't know. You liked it, though.
Yeah.
Right? It's a fucking good-ass movie.
It's very heartwarming.
Yeah, and it's about, like, transcendentalists, and, like, you sort of are cool with that. And fucking Christian Bale. Can we talk about Christian Bale in that movie for a minute? Best role. I'm sorry.
That's not the best
one. Yes, it is. What's the best?
Him and Terminator.
Wrong. I'm
just kidding. No, best role, Christian Bale.
He's good in that movie. Little Women.
No. I'm trying to think what's one of my favorites. I mean, my favorite Christian Bale would obviously have to be American Psycho.
That's second to Little Women.
Batman? He plays a good Bruce Wayne.
He does. He's actually my favorite Batman, but mm-hmm. I don't know. I really only care. I only rank him one and two, and one is Little Women and two is American Psycho.
Well, he's one of those guys that pretty much grew up in film, right?
Yeah.
And they tried to get him canceled for being an asshole on set.
I mean, I'm sure he's a fucking asshole. Who cares? He's a good actor.
Yeah, it's like, dude has made a life.
Can't people be dicks anymore? Like, no. Some people are just dicks. It's okay. Fucking know your fucking place. That person's a dick. So if you have a problem with it, don't fucking talk to him.
But why is it okay for Alec Baldwin to be a dick?
It is okay.
China.
Be a dick. I don't give a shit.
I don't know.
Nope. Everybody's got to stop being such a little, I got my feelings hurt. Like, fucking, some people are just dicks.
Well, I think the story was somebody had their phone ringing while they were filming, or he walked like in front of the shot.
Yeah, well, he's a good actor and a creative person, and I've seen you fucking erupt for being interrupted creatively, and I'm sure a lot of people like listening can relate to that if they're artists and creative people. Like, if you get that interrupted, you're gonna fucking lash out. It's just a reaction. Who cares?
I erupt.
I've seen some eruptions.
Call me Vesuvius.
Mount St. Helen. You wish you were Vesuvius.
I'm going to bypass that.
I'm just fucking with you. See, some people are just a dick. Hi.
But I'm not a dick.
You're not a dick. No, I was actually talking about myself for saying you were Mount St. Helen.
Yeah, no. But what's it called? We were supposed to be in Iceland this whole ordeal.
Yeah, we were supposed to leave for Iceland like the day after my dad passed.
Eruption. And I remembered the geysers.
Honestly, that's sort of like the beneficial thing of the fact that we are not allowed into Iceland still, is that we had to cancel that trip and our tickets to see Wardruna. And it ended up being that we would not have been able to go anyway because my dad's services were then. So
still waiting on that Devin Townsend rescheduling.
I have to like check my email. Fuck, I don't know.
Well, he's doing a bunch of streamed concerts right now, but you know.
Well, I'm honestly like, if they never reach out to reschedule it, I'm not going to like ask for my money back. Like, it's just, I'm going to call that a loss. And it went to Devin, who can't perform right now. So whatever. I don't care. Hi, Devin. I met you at NAMM. You don't remember me, but.
Maybe he does.
Maybe he does. I was a psycho that popped out in the basement and was like, hi, Devin.
Speaking of NAMM, no, I'm just kidding. Well, that shit got canceled for next year, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. You know what's weird?
What?
It's October 6th.
The thing that was weird was watching, like, well, not watching, but looking at memories from last year, like, on my phone.
Doesn't it seem like, it seems like a long time ago, but not that long.
It's like, we bought a house in July.
Yeah, we did.
We fucking saw Joey Diaz.
We were doing
stuff. We saw Yob. We were, Serpents was playing shows.
Now all that happens is death and destruction and unhappiness of society, and I hate it.
But it's, but we try and push. We might not be the most energy master-esque.
Oh, I am.
Individuals, no. We succumb to negativity as well.
Oh, you're not yes, perfect. But I've been better.
Yeah, we've both been better.
Since the bats came.
What? But, you know, we try and put out some sort of positivity. I mean, you don't have any socials or anything, but I've been actively trying to combat all the negative noise on the internet, and you've been trying to comfort and even convert some of the people close to you to, I guess, not live more positively, but more just trying to be a better person.
Just trying to be more understanding and loving of other people, because other people are going through things too. And I actually can't tell you, like, the positivity and, like, understanding that I've received from people, like, in my business world, like, since my dad passed. Like, I was actually shocked at, like, a lot of people's fucking responses and stuff like that. Like, there are caring people, you know, not even just like a my condolences, like a lot of people, like, were very, very nice.
Yeah,
you know, like, I was surprised.
But you also, like, at least I do, I think about stuff like, well, why does it take that point?
I agree with that.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be that, but there were people that, like, I thought were fucking cold-hearted assholes that actually said the nicer things to me, and it made me think, like, okay, like, well, what's wrong with everyday life that, you know, you feel like you need to cut me down every day, and then when something like this happens, you are, like, literally, like, the sweetest words I've ever heard. Why is that, like, lost in everyday life? You know?
Because we're all victims of being in the rat race.
Yeah, it's fucked up, man.
Yeah.
It has made me, I mean, question my career and all kinds of stuff. And
well, it's made me question, like, who the hell are you? You know what I mean? Like,
we're all nobody and everyone.
Well, it's you know, I had some conversations with some certain people at the visitation, and it made me really think, like, whoever you are, whoever, you know, Alec Baldwin, Christian Bale, whoever you want to talk about, any human you want to talk about should be considered equal to you, but we put these people due to their successes on this pedestal, and we're seeing in real time, I guess, what these people are really like, how they get successful, et cetera, et cetera. And it just really makes me think that, like, this is not some new thought I've had, but I'm revisiting this thought, is like, why are we fascinated with this person, that person. Why would anybody be fascinated with me? Obviously, if you connect with somebody or a celebrity or whatever, cool. Like, that's awesome. That means that they're making the world a little bit better, hopefully. But, you know, it really made me start thinking, like, you know, nobody is better than I am, and I'm not better than anybody.
It's exactly right. And that's why, you know, I don't think I've ever been obsessed with any celebrity or any, like, person like that or musician, is honestly because of, like, what I talked to about in the eulogy I gave my dad. I was raised like that. My dad never was obsessed with an actor or musician. He appreciated music greatly and some movies, but, like, he was never like, I love this person, I love this person, whatever. He didn't care. My dad saw everybody the same. If he met the biggest movie star or politician or public figure, they were the same person.
Yeah.
And my dad had met a lot of people. And I said in my eulogy that I gave, that I remember a time when I was like, I think I was like 10 years old. I was a good violinist at the time, and my parents took me violin shopping, and there was like a vault. They would take me shopping, and the violin shop owners, they were like German. They were very like hoity-toity. And they had like a vault with the very expensive violins, like hundreds of thousands of dollars. And my dad always made a point when we went that they would pull them out and let me play them. And he didn't see a reason why his 10-year-old daughter couldn't try to play them, you know, make music with them for a few minutes. You know, why not? They're sitting in a vault. Why not make music with them? And they would always let him, you know, sort of begrudgingly in case I dropped one or something.
Yeah.
But they would let him do it. And, you know, he couldn't afford hundreds of thousands of dollars violin, but, you know, they still let him do it. Like, everybody was equal in his eyes. My dad used to walk into like Rolls Royce dealerships in Chicago just because he wanted to fucking like test drive shit or go look at it. And like, they didn't know. He'd just be like, yeah, I like these. These are beautiful. And I loved that about him. Nothing ever, he had no, like, no feeling of, I'm not as good as you, or I don't belong here. And I've never felt like that either. And I appreciate that a lot, that I learned that, because everyone was just the same.
Yeah.
And even poor, like, he helped a lot of people who didn't have money and, like, you know, it's all the same.
And that's part of like a cult teachings, is ego death.
Yeah, he had no ego, basically.
And, it's not only a cult teachings. I mean, you could find these the relatively same stories in many religions and philosophies, but it wrapped in the world today, it's very hard to take a step back and remember, because everything is, you know, content, content, content. Who tweeted this? Who tweeted that? Who said this? Who did it? And it's just like, even like following and like holding people higher, like, oh, this person's tweet is more important than that person's tweet. It's like,
not a comparison.
Well, it's not a comparison, but it's like, who are these people compared to yourself? I mean, we're all the same.
We are all the same.
Granted, I'm not saying, you know, I'm not shitting on anybody, or I'm not shitting on myself, but, you know, perfect example, recently, in the past couple of days, I had a friend, an old, you know, mutual whatever from the Chicago music scene, you know, reach out to me, and he's like, you know, I'm trying to start up a band again. You know, I'm looking for a guitar player. I think, you know, whatever, I want to do this, this, and this. And, you know, I reached out to him. I was like, hey, you know, I'm honored that you even thought of me. And, you know, I would love to do it, but I'm, you know, packed up to the gills with serpents. And I was like, I'll look around for other guys, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, thank you for getting back to me, and whatever. And part of me was thinking, like, what if, like, you know, like a lot of people, and I've been on the other end of this, where I've tried to recruit you know, so and so and so and so. And they didn't even like read my message, or they didn't respond after reading. And it's like, yeah, that's the kind of person I am. And I would love to see other people be like that, because it's like, who am I?
That goes back to the point of like, even not even in the music industry, but transcends both music and other industries. Like the fact that you like, you know, people put job applications out and the requirements, you know, require, you know, oh, well, you've had to had a job and experience in this industry for 3 to 4 years before you even apply. And it's like, then how's anybody supposed to get a start? Like, same thing with like what you're saying, like, well, you know, maybe this guy's not as, you know, far along in his music career as anybody, so people discount him. But like, that's not fair.
No.
And not that I'm saying it should be fair, but people should give people a fucking chance.
Yeah.
Like, to have all these like, well, you have to be this before this. Like, well, what about the people that don't have that? Where are they supposed to start? It pisses me the fuck off. And a lot of those people are people who went through and have fucking college debt and college degrees. And then they can't even get a start. They have to be like a fucking, you know, something that wouldn't even require a degree, because they have to have 3 or 4 years of experience first. Like, that's not fair.
Yeah. And, you know, I practice what I preach. And, you know, if you're out there, Sam, I'm sorry for what I'm about to say, but you know, our previous bass player,
he wasn't ready. It's okay.
No. Our previous bass player, Sam, you know, he was in a local group, whatever you want to call. I don't know if he's still doing that band or whatever.
I hope so.
And, you know, he came through recommendation from a friend, and he really didn't have what you would call, what a lot of the industry would call, credentials. Or history, you know, tour history. But he had heart, and he really wanted to do it. And he shown that, you know, he wanted to do it, and he sacrificed, and he came out on a bus and all this stuff. And, you know, I really worked with our last bass player a lot, and I didn't want to, you know, move on without him, but it came to a point where, you know, it was starting to, I guess, affect how things work and, you know, performances and whatnot. But, you know, I gave him a shot, and a lot of people, they might scratch their heads, you know, looking at Serpent's history, and you have people in the past, in my past, that, you know, I've worked with, I've given them a shot when others honestly wouldn't. And some of them, you know, they take it to heart, say, oh, I'm just too hard to work with, like me, Andrew. But, you know, you have instances like Sam where, you know, I, not to use Sam as an example, but I'm just trying to say that, like, I practice what I preach, and I really think that, like, other people should get over themselves. And you can attest to this more than anybody. Like, you see, well, you don't really see, but I show you, like, I fucking tweet Elon Musk. Yeah. I tweet Kanye. And it's like, do I expect a response? Sadly, no. But it's like, who are they, and why are they better than me?
Yeah, no one's, it's all the same.
They're all the same. Granted, they have a lot more volume coming in, and I understand that, trust me. You know, I've had my days where I honestly didn't see a lot of texts or whatever, because my phone was blowing up like crazy. And I understand that, but I always made the effort to scroll through everything and check messages and try and respond to things that, you know, serve a response. And, you know, even rubbing shoulders with some of your relatives in Indiana, like, they took me in and they barely knew me. You know what I mean? They treated me as if I was there. They're all around.
All similar, like, values to what my dad was. Like, no ego.
Yeah. Which the is something I'm not used to. And I just thought was very nice. And it just had, like, a nice...
They would give you the shirt off their back, the dinner on their plate, any day.
Yeah.
They're good people. not saying that other people aren't, but there's just like weird values there that like, well, I don't want to lose now.
Yeah. And that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I'm trying to take on both upbringings, I guess you could call it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not sitting here trying to fucking make a case for how benevolent I am, you know, but you can attest to some of the ideas I've had in the past.
No, and like, you know, like Sam, for example, like you were, you know, inspired by and with him, and, you know, you guys worked together for months and months, and, you know, he was great, and like you said, he had the fucking heart, and he had the fucking, like, he was motivated to do it, and, you know, it just turned out he couldn't, you know, fully keep up with, you know, the music, like, live, and that's fine, you know, just, you know, it's practice and whatever, but you know, you saw something in him, and it's true, he had the motivation, and he had all of that, he was great.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, there's different levels of playing, and that's totally fine. And also, Serpent's shit is fucking intricate as fuck. I wouldn't want to play it, so.
You did want to play it.
I did, but let's not talk about that.
But,
I'm violin.
Yeah, Little Women. No, I'm just kidding.
That's a good movie. Everyone should watch, but don't watch the new one. 1990s version only, Winona Ryder. Don't watch the new trash. Sorry, I really, like, the new one is, if you haven't seen the old one, then you'll watch the new one and think it's good. It's trash. Don't watch it.
There's many new ones, by the way.
No, 1990s only. Winona Ryder, Kirsten Dunst, Susan Sarandon, Christian Bale. I mean, all-star cast. Let's be real. All-star
cast.
Shut up.
But I guess what I was trying to say with that whole diatribe was that, you know, we should, or I guess... You could say I am actively doing this. I'm trying to make the world a better place little by little the way I can, even if it's to my own detriment. But, you know, one thing people could start doing is start looking at each other as equals. And that's,
yeah,
I mean, more relevant than ever right now, considering people are, you know, face to face in the streets right now, not looking at each other as equals, because some people decide that's a great dividing tactic. But I think more than ever, I think we need to come together, and the way we could do that is by erasing the divides and being like, you know, I don't know,
and it's not weird. Retroactively trying to punish people, because it does nothing. If you move forward with a view of each other that you are equals, instead of trying to punish people for maybe things they have done in the past that aren't, you know, that you can let it go.
Crimes are crimes.
Well, I'm not talking about crimes. No,
I'm saying crimes are crimes, and they should be pursued at the time.
And
right?
In the legal way, through the courts and through the way that they should be punished. But social things and people... You shouldn't be punishing people retroactively for things like that, or attempting to. What you should just do is move forward with fresh eyes and see each other as equal and just go forward, because the world can be a better place if you stop trying to punish people for past.
I mean,
the future will prove the past. The future will prove that we can transcend and be one.
Addition to that thought is, if you keep going retroactively, right, where does it end?
It doesn't. It's a fucking abyss of shit. It's a shit abyss.
Yeah.
Hi, Al. It's a shit abyss.
It's a shit abyss that could go literally all the way to, let's say, Jesus. Let's say, you know, are we going to cancel Jesus for some of the heresies that he's done in some people's eyes? I mean, and I'm just saying Jesus because obviously big cultural phenomenon that guy is. And it's just like, how far? I mean, we're already starting to go past in American history and, you know, tarnishing some of the, I mean, some things, yes, I get it. But we're tarnishing certain people's, I guess, heritage or lineage or whatever. Good deeds.
We are. But those are all part of how we got to the place we are. And all we can do is change it going forward, not backward.
Yeah. And that's how we got where we are. And that's how we understand that it's something to be, I guess, avoided, you know? Like, looking back, you're like, oh, that was a bad thing. We shouldn't do that.
Yeah, you learn from your history.
That seems to be a mistake. But, you know, we don't bury it because then we would never learn from the mistake.
But you also don't need to be held accountable if it wasn't necessarily a mistake you committed as an individual.
Well, not even that. Standards change with time. Yeah,
that's true.
So, like I brought up Jesus, like, you know, quote unquote, doing magic in front of people was like heresy, right?
Yeah. But
it's perfectly okay for David Blaine to fucking levitate, walk upside down on the fucking clouds.
Bat!
You know what I mean? Like, things change with time. And, you know, I think right now as humans, we're just regressing.
We are. And you have to be able to see the other side and see the opposite and see what's in the past and know, okay, let's just not repeat that and let's move forward as new people and done with it. Like a bat, see the world from upside down. Sorry, I really love bats now. It's like kind of an obsession.
Yeah.
It's like flip the world fucking upside down in your brain. See the other side of shit.
Yeah, I mean, know your enemy. If you want to look at it that simply, if you look at the upside down as the enemy or your shadow, like one of the occult teachings is to be one with your shadow self.
You have to deal with your shadow self and you have to do away with the negativity in your shadow self. And that's sometimes the hardest thing to do, because if you don't deal with it, you will push that off onto other people in the form of negativity and hate.
But you know how you do that? Ego death.
Yes.
You have to be cognizant enough to say, I think there's a problem with my shadow self. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And it involves letting go of so many past fucking trauma, negativities, all of that. And you have to drop your ego. Like, literally, like, who cares? We are all just human. There is no need for an ego in this world. It only serves, it serves nothing. It serves nothing.
I mean, considering the grand scheme of things, like literally the grand scheme of things in terms of like who we are to the planet and the planet to the cosmos and the cosmos to the endless abyss. Really, I mean, we're only making things harder for ourselves.
It's true.
Personally and societally and the planet. And now we're talking about going to other planets and bringing our fucking dirty laundry there too. So I don't know. Little Women.
Fucking Little Women, man. I don't know. Be cognizant of that. Because egos don't even, like, they don't even serve the person who has the ego. Just be kind to other people and be understanding and let whatever fucking shit you have about yourself, like, oh, I'm this, just fucking drop it and like just love everybody. I don't know. I sound like a fucking nut job hippie, but I mean it.
I mean, that's what they want you to think.
That it's true.
You know what I mean?
My leftover programming that I haven't dispelled. But it's true. Like, I sound crazy in my mind, but I truly believe that if you just approach everything with love and don't have an ego, the world would be so much better.
And we're not talking about love, like hug everybody.
No, it's just like kindness instead of fucking immediate judgment and hate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just assuming the best of people before you assume the worst. Giving people that, like, you know, 4 seconds of, okay, I don't know you yet, and I'm not going to judge you, and I'm just going to, you know, see how this goes.
Even
optimism.
Well, the thing is you have to approach somebody with a clean slate, Right? Because
you don't
know this person.
Yeah.
They could look like an asshole.
Yeah.
But if you're nice, and if they're not nice, what do? Do you give up on them and say, you're a fucking asshole? Or do you try and help them?
Yeah. And that's another thing my dad would never do is, I mean, he worked as a conductor on the railroad. He saw all kinds of people. He would never approach somebody and judge them by how they looked. Ever. Ever. He would talk to them first. Talking was how he got to know people. He talked a lot. And, like, you can't do that.
And I'm sure if someone was an asshole... You can't judge people
by how they look. Sorry.
Yeah, and I'm sure if someone was an asshole to him, you know, he would walk away, do his thing, and then maybe do a little something for him to kind of take the edge off, you know?
Yeah, he gave people many chances. Like, it's just...
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, people don't act like that now.
No.
People are... I think it's all the instant gratification with social media shit. Oh, I saw your picture, your profile picture. Snap judgment. You're this person. No, that's not how human nature works.
Which is something we sadly are going to have to fight for in the near future.
Well, yeah, because all these fuckers who created social media have ruined humans.
Yeah.
And we're not meant to interact that way. I'm sorry. Like, it's frustrating.
So. And honestly, you know, this is partially why I have a podcast, because, like, I don't really have the means to live stream all the time. And, like, because the Lizard and I have been talking about this, and, you know, music, podcasts, vlogs, it's all good and dandy. And that's the best I can do with what I've got. But my strength, I would say, is more one-on-one, face-to-face, person-to-person.
You're a good communicator.
Interactions. And this is like the best I can do right now is like podcasts. But, you know, that's also why, I started beefing up my little studio here so I could start streaming. And I want to talk to people. I want to... You know, not coach them, but I want to like guide them.
Even just listening sometimes helps.
I mean, I do that. You know, yeah. People message me all the time and they tell me some of their, I guess you could say, problems or confusions. And I take the time and I respond and I help them. And I feel like that's part of what I do. You know, it's not only music. You know, serpents is a bigger thing, and I've said that for years now, you know, and I would be a fool if I, you know, didn't pay attention to that or didn't follow what I was talking about, I guess. I don't know, I'm rambling. I'm hungry.
Hungry? Oh, my alarm went off a little bit ago. Soup's done.
Soup's on.
Soup's on.
I'll let you do that.
What? Oh, well, I've... Sorry for the humanitarian rant, but I hope
I'll be sorry.
Maybe it helps me. And that was what my dad liked. So
yeah, we're paying it forward.
It's the Larry episode. I won't do it again.
We're paying it forward, and hopefully, there's someone who's younger listening to this and resonated with, and maybe they'll feel the same way and they'll pay it forward and
be kind the legacy to one would another. Live on.
Yeah. You know?
Be kind to one another.
Be kind. Rewind.
But if somebody pisses you off, don't be afraid to not be kind. Another Larry teaching. But only if they deserve it.
But also help them see that they're being an asshole.
Give them many chances. Many is a man of much forgiveness and many chances.
Yeah.
Damn it, I fucked myself up. All right.
All right. Lizard, anything else you need to add?
No. I gotta go finish my chocolate-covered almonds before I eat soup.
Jesus Christ.
I am a heathen.
All right. Well, I think that's about it for this episode. I wanted to thank you for listening this far. If you have, I appreciate it greatly. If you enjoyed this episode... please listen to some of the episodes before it or all of them if you have the time. I would really appreciate it. And if you could subscribe to the podcast, rate the podcast, and comment wherever applicable, that is also greatly appreciated. We are now on Amazon Music. That's a new thing that happened within this little break. So that's if you guys, I guess, want to listen to it using whatever, Alexa. I don't know how that stuff works, but you can now. I greatly appreciate if you subscribed. I know you guys are listening to Joe Rogan now on Spotify, so it just do me a favor and follow us on Spotify as well. Other than that, if you want to get involved, you want to tell me I'm a shitty person, you want to tell me everything I'm saying is wrong, if you want to give advice, you want to tell me some new ideas for segments, guests, anything like that, head to our Facebook group. That's the only place where I am accepting show-related questions or suggestions or gripes and stripes and all. So head to facebook.com/groups/the6mpodcast. That's THESIXM podcast. Request to join the group, answer the questions, and I will do accordingly. Other than that, the show has no sponsors still. Well, not still, but being that this is a DIY operation at the moment, we're getting a lot of listens, which is awesome. I really appreciate that. Like, truly, it's really cool. And we really tried to get you guys a new episode or two during these past 2 weeks. But honestly, I really tried to push through and get it going for you guys. Especially now that you guys are pumping up the listens, but it became too much, and I really needed to take a minute to address some home. You guys heard. So if you guys can support the show by supporting our sponsors, and our sponsors would only be at the moment Serpents US. I am the singer guitarist of Serpents US, a blackened death metal, deathcore, black metal, whatever band, symphonic metal. I don't know what you want to call it. But the only things we're promoting right now is to follow us on Spotify at Serpents US. Add us to your playlists. You know, if you have a workout playlist, a driving playlist, whatever. Anything you listen to on a normal basis, do me a favor, throw a track or 10 on your playlist. And I would greatly appreciate that, considering that we're not allowed to do anything right now in terms of shows or merch, anything like that. And also, the last thing is, if you are a YouTube fanatic like I am, head to the Serpents YouTube at youtube.com/users/WeAreSerpents. I've been doing weekly vlogs, along with this podcast, along with trying to write album number 4. So as you can imagine, the podcast and the vlogs take a lot of time out of my week. So if you could head over to the YouTube and give us a subscribe, and feel free to watch some videos, especially if you dig what I say on this podcast in terms of knowledge or whatever. And you can hear me talk about, you know, each song, what it kind of holds within it in terms of, you know, occult knowledge or life philosophies or whatever. So, like I said, follow us on Spotify, follow us on YouTube, and subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. That's all I ask. And I really greatly appreciate you. And I, from the bottom of my heart, apologize that, you know, we took a little break, but I hope that you guys understand. So we'll see you guys next week for another episode. All right. Take it easy. Be kind. Rewind.